This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Organizers of a wellness summit hoped for 300 participants and were pleased that more than 500 people came together Thursday in Palmer to talk about the problem of opioid addictions and the growing number of deaths in Alaska due to overdoses of heroin and prescription painkillers such as oxycodone and hydrocodone. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan said a meeting last fall with several women in recovery opened his eyes to the problem. He says he organized the Wellness Summit to find solutions before it gets worse.
Our communities are at risk, and we need to take action to make sure we don't end up like other places that you read about in Kentucky or Indiana or Ohio that literally have been just devastating.
Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan says the opioid epidemic is a serious issue for law enforcement. He was encouraged to see federal, state, and tribal officials, as well as doctors, nurses, social workers, and people in recovery at the Wellness Summit.
I think this is a great conference. The fact that all these disciplines, various folks here sharing their experiences, talking about what's available, what we should all do, it's a better effort. I think that we do it collectively.
Last month, President Obama signed the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, which expands prevention programs and access to treatment. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the next step is to make sure the bill gets funded.
So we've got a commitment that we need to make to follow through with some of the solutions that require the resourcing.
Murkowski says agencies and individuals do need to find ways to partner together.
If we say, I'm sorry, this is my silo over here, and you can't come into it despite what you have to offer, we're not going to change. We're not going to change the dynamic, and we have to. So I'm in the camp of whatever it takes.
U.S. Surgeon General Vitek Murthy told the audience what's needed is a broad cultural change similar to the one that has cut tobacco use by more than half since 1955. And he says the solutions need to come from people who know Alaska, who know their communities. But he also says he's optimistic for Alaska.
The strength of Alaskans is far greater than the magnitude of the opioid crisis, as big as that is. And that's, I think, where our greatest resource is going to come from, because we need people to step up in all parts of the community to help educate folks about this crisis, to help provide support for those who are living through it. And that's the kind of strength I saw when I was in Napusquia, when I was in Bethel, and yesterday when I was at Providence Medical Center.
The summit included other high-level officials, such as the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, officials with the Veterans Administration, and the heads of Cook Inlet Tribal Council and of South Central Foundation. Cook Inlet Tribal Council, or CITC, manages one of the only two detox centers in the state of Alaska and the only detox center in Anchorage. CITC CEO Gloria O'Neill announced the Ernie Turner Detox Center has been sold to the Native nonprofit health services provider South Central Foundation, which is headed by Catherine Gottlieb. And O'Neill said CITC is expanding its outpatient peer support and assessment services to the Mat-Su Valley, working in partnership with the Chickaloon and Kinnick tribes. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.